We're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to the final line, final paragraph of the introduction. We're going to see that when tasks were done on Shabbos, we are ordinarily prohibited from deriving benefit from it. If someone turns on a light, I can't just sit there and enjoy that light, or someone turns off a light. Or even if a person himself does that, right? A person cooks on Shabbos, or any other prohibition, he's not allowed to derive benefit from it. So there are instances where it is permitted to derive benefit. Some instances, one would be prohibited to derive benefit for that Shabbos. In certain instances, one would be prohibited from deriving benefit the amount of time it would take to do that task. And sometimes it's prohibited forever. You could never derive benefit from it. The Talmud tells us of a story where one rabbi had his house built by non-Jews and they worked on Shabbos and he would never go into it. Never derive benefit from it. He said, what are they doing working on Shabbos? So there are instances where the Shabbos was desecrated publicly, where benefit would be prohibited forever. And then you have instances where Shabbos is desecrated and it's only prohibited for the person or for the time. So that's different instances have different halachot. Generally, for you guys, I would say be lenient. Guys, do you mind passing out on the poor guy cut the cake? Ah, your cup, yeah. So for you guys, again, generally where you're going to encounter this is either at your parents' house or you're a guest by someone and you see them do something which you happen to have learned is prohibited on Shabbos. So we're going to go with the most lenient opinion as we learn these halachot, because you have to know how to be lenient. To be stringent, you will be, when you start building your own home, you'll figure out what stringencies you could do, and then hopefully you won't have issue with this. You won't be doing prohibited actions on Shabbos. But when you're a guest, sometimes your hosts, by mistake, are going to do one thing or another. So our general approach, we're going to go with the Gra, who disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that when things were done by mistake, the person didn't know it was prohibited, so there's room to be lenient. You guys don't have to worry about it. It's the guy who did it has to worry about it, but you could still eat the food. Let's say they put the food on the platter, or they strained the food. That's something which sometimes you see people don't realize. You can't borer, you can't strain food, and then you're separating between the liquid and the solid, etc. Sometimes I've been in houses where people put the soup through a strainer, so you get clear soup. That's very nice, but you know they're really doing borer on Shabbos. I was in a house where they asked the maid to make coffee, and they asked me, "You want a cappuccino, what they call in Hebrew a fuch?" And Shabbos, I'm sitting there. Then the maid makes them eggs, and they ask me, "You want some eggs, like fresh eggs?" I'm like, "No, thanks." So you have to Shabbos morning. They eat fresh eggs. That's very nice. Only it's prohibited. Okay, but it's not my problem, right? The problem is if they'd offer me the eggs. There, I'm running into problems. But with regard to the soup or with regard to other things, our general assumption is that if the person didn't know, if it's a shogeg, so, or even better, the person never learned it, he doesn't even have such a concept that such thing is prohibited, so then we don't have to worry about it. So this is a disagreement. It's a disagreement. It's a machlokas among Tanoim. It's a machlokas in Rishonim. It's a machlokas in Halacha. But for you guys, while you're still eating out a lot, you have to rely on the more lenient opinions in Malasot. You're guests at other people's homes, and you got to go with what they're doing. Yeah?
I one time heard a rabbi say, he was talking about, you were talking about stringencies and leniencies, and he said, and I just want your opinion on this, he said, we shouldn't be doing stringencies because we should only be doing them if we follow all the mitzvot in the lenient way correctly.
Okay, it's an interesting point to be discussed later tonight, okay? Let's stick on to the topic and remind me later, we'll get back to that. Yes?
I'm a little bit confused with you were saying they had the maid make the maids and make them coffee, whatever. if you have a non-Jew, I mean, in the States you have what you call a Shabbos story. Who would turn on the lights, he didn't say anything, but they need a job. So if the maid gets up on her own Saturday morning, it makes sense. What's the difference between turning on lights?
You're 100% right. We'll get there. We need a right. Right? I didn't say you could ask her to turn on the lights, Ivan.
So how do we have a Shabbos going in the States?
Good question, right? We'll get there. We'll get there. Not tonight, but we'll get there. So here there could be differences. Here there can be differences whether the prohibition was biblical or rabbinic. As we discussed, whether the person did it on purpose or by mistake. If he did it through a non-Jew or a Jew. Maybe he did it for someone who was ill. So that might be permitted also. Every circumstance can have a different halacha. That's why you can't derive from one to the other. In every instance, you have to come and ask. So, these are questions that come up. I remember one Shabbos morning, someone came and asked, they woke up, they were having guests. And these guests claimed they were Orthodox. It's 5:30 in the morning, and they're lying in bed smelling toast. So, they're wondering who's making toast Shabbos morning. Good question. They knew the answer, right? Now what? So, again, each instance you have to ask and verify what the halacha is. There will be different halachos depending on the circumstance. Obviously, they could not have the fresh toast that morning. That a fellow Jew transgressed Shabbos in order to make toast. That's prohibited. We'll see as we go along the different details. And that concludes our introduction. From here, we begin with the melachot, the prohibited tasks.